Oh, so I'm here with Neb Matic of MicroE at Embedded World. Hi, Neb.
Welcome, Nitin. Welcome to MicroE Boot.
So tell me, what are you announcing here at Embedded World in Nuremberg?
We have several announcements. So the biggest one is the Necto Studio 2.0, the new version of our new our IDE for multiple architecture and multiple number of vendors. So, and beside that, we are also here to announce the first hardware as a service service, and we like to show everyone how it looked like physically. So
let's take a step back. So what are your products? What do you do? So maybe some of our listeners don't know.
We do development tools for various microcontrollers, and we do whole ecosystem. So we do dev tools, we do peripheral boards, we do smart displays, we do programmer debuggers, and we do compilers.
And these products are available to customers via your tools?
Yes, they are available from our webpage and many distributors. So almost all distributors for catalog distributors is supporting our products.
Okay, and so tell me more about Necto Studio 2. Your compiler or your set of tools.
Necto, thank you for that question. So Necto Studio 2.0 is the new version of our IDE, Necto Studio, and we are now supporting RISC-V architecture, and we moved to subscription-based model. So means it's free for non-commercial use, and for commercial use, it's only $29 per month. Currently, we support 6 compilers inside: PIC, DSPIC, PIC32, AVR, ARM, and RISC-V.
That's excellent. Now, this is all linked to your hardware as a service offer, which I think you launched last year. How are you doing with that?
It's going great. We have right now about 100 boards, and the plan is to have a board farm with 1,000 boards in 1 year. So, 1 year from now. Right now, there is a huge number of usage. There is a lot of different in different time zone usage, so we call it this concept. What we designed, we call Planet Debug. Means you could do debugging from any point of the from on this planet.
And I think what doesn't come over in that answer actually is that this is available. The board farm is actually. The boards are actually physical, real boards available in various centers around the world, but anybody anywhere in the world can access it, and they don't even need to have lots of resources behind them.
Yes, they just need to download Necto Studio, install it, and they inside the Necto Studio, they could choose any board they want to be connected with, and the connection has been done by our CodeGrip programmer debugger, which is the first programmer debugger which could debug over the Wi-Fi.
And that gives you really good quality visuals for your development as well when you're viewing it online, right? Yes?
Yes. We use the same codec like HBO or Netflix for streaming the picture inside the Necto. So you will see the board you are working on. So whatever happens on the board, you will be able to see in real time. So you actually programming the board and debugging the board on the same time where you, when you see the board.
And finally, what's the output? What does the customer do once they've developed this online via your system?
Well, they use their code for developing the end user product. So they could do what the whole production, the whole development of the code online on Planet Debug concept inside the Necto Studio, and then after they finish the project, they will go to some contract manufacturing or someone who will design their hardware, for example, and then you know the number of the boards they will produce is then decided by the market.
Neb, thank you very much.
Thank you.